people. It is a great day today. You know why? Because you woke up and you are here listening to me. So we are going to jump right into our affirmations. You know exactly what we do. And if you're new and you don't know what we do, we utilize mirror work. It is real important that as you speak these words, as you hear the words, that you are also looking at yourself. That is reaffirming the words into your psyche and into your subconscious. With practice and with passion, you will see results. So let's get started with our mirrors. Stand in front of those mirrors. And if you are on the move, on the go, or you just don't have a mirror at your convenience right now, what you will do instead is put your camera into selfie mode and press record. So let's get started. I am happy today. I am responsible for my emotions, and I am choosing to be happy today. I realize that happiness is an inner decision, and I am making the decision to be happy today. This benefits me a lot, because when I feel good, I do good, and when I do good, others feel good too. And it is a domino effect of raised vibrations and goodness that flows out of me. And whatever I put out, I draw back within to me. So when I put good out, because I consciously choose to do so, then I know for a fact that good is coming back to me. And I am grateful for that. I'm grateful for my physical body. I'm grateful for my physical health. I'm grateful for my mental health. I'm grateful for my spiritual health. I make it my business to attend to these three things on a daily basis: my physical health, my mental health, and also my spiritual health. When I need to take a break from a situation, I kindly excuse myself from it, and I take that break that's necessary for me to process, for me to regroup, for me to have a little chit chat with myself internally and say, hey self, is this the result that you want? What is the result you would like to have? And once I figure that out, I go back and I address whatever the situation is. I have a right to do this. I owe this to myself. And you know why? Because this is a part of my self-love. This is a part of me being responsible for myself and not giving my power away to anyone else or anything else outside of myself. Absolutely not. Not today. It ain't happening. Oh no. I don't care where it may be, who it may be, or what it may be. If it strikes up an emotion within me, I'm going to step back before I react. I'm going to step back and take a moment to myself and decide for myself what is the response that I'm going to give to this situation. And then I'm going to do it just like that. I'm responsible. I am responsible for me and my life. I have the power to decide what to do with my life. I have the power to decide how to do it. I call all of my power back to me. And if I have slipped up in the past, even if I forget these things, because it takes practice, I have to unlearn the things from the past that was just to react immediately to situations. I have to reprogram myself so that when I respond in a way that is beneficial to me. I have to be in tune within my spirit. I have to realize that it is very alive, and I have to take care to my mental health as well. I cannot allow people to just dump their nonsense onto me or their wants without considering what I want and without considering what I need for me. I cannot allow it and I do not allow it. So therefore, I walk in my power the whole day today. And I continue to practice these affirmations, practice this mirror work, practice being mindful of my inner thoughts. I talk to myself well. When something doesn't go my way, I say it's okay. It's okay, you try and you put forth an effort, and that shows that you are moving forward. All of the successful people, every last one of them, have failed time and time again. So if I temporarily fail at something, it's a good sign. It means that I'm trying. It means that I'm putting forth an effort. Can't fail if you're not doing nothing. Absolutely not, right? So therefore, I take a breath. I ground myself. I remind myself that my efforts are important and that the sum of my efforts must amount to something great if I just keep on going. It's okay for me to take a momentarily rest. It's okay for me to take a few moments to center myself, but I must continue. I must not quit. Whatever it is that I am shooting for, I absolutely know that it is mine already. It is mine, whatever it may be. A new job, it may be a certain type of relationship, it may be a new business venture, it may be a new vacation site. It can be anything. Anything though I put my mind to, I have it, and I must know that I have it, and I must know that all of the details will work itself out, because I am fully supported. I'm fully supported. There's support that I don't even see. I just have to put the effort out there. Me putting the effort out there will attract the support, exactly what I need when I need to achieve exactly what I put out to achieve. My only responsibility is to be mindful and to continue to go forward. So that is what I do. And I am grateful for this day. I am open to all of the goodness that is available to me, and I receive it graciously. And I go forward to be a catalyst of good, positive changes in my life and my environment, and also sparking the good catalytic change in others by simply being mindful and paying careful attention to my own personal thought processes, my own personal self-talk, my own personal words that I choose to use out of my mouth. I am responsible, and I am taking action by affirming that I am wonderfully made, I am amazing, and I am God in the flesh, walking, a child of God. Christ within me is active, and I continue to move forward and forward and forward in my own time. It's a good day today, and I'm so grateful for it. So I know that things are always working out for me, and with that knowledge, I am unstoppable. Hey, you thought it was over, didn't you? Well, thank you for sticking through to the end, because I got something special for you. For you. And that is an appreciation. An appreciation of you taking the time to listen to what I gotta say. What's on my mind. What's in my heart. And just how I feel. To know that my listeners actually care enough and value enough what I have to say it just touches me deep in my soul. So thank you so much for your time. I want you to know your time was not wasted. I hope that you were entertained. I hope you got a little laugh. I hope you got something from this, that it's an even exchange of energies and respect and of love. So thank you for listening to my podcast. This is the Super Tea Podcast, where I spill all my tea and sometimes other people's tea too if they give it to me, you know what I mean? But please stay tuned. I will be uploading and adding more and more. So again, I want to thank you for your time and let you know that I love you. And also let you know that, hey, if you got something to say, just as the commercial shared, hey, you can monetize what you got to say. So just think about it. Food for thought. This is a great platform, and anybody can do it. All right. Take care and be well.